Tonight in downtown Phoenix, Steve Nash will become the 14th member of the Phoenix Suns Ring of Honor. When Nash returned to Phoenix as a 30-year-old with back problems, he attracted attention for helping the organization earn a lot of victories. But it was his style, creativity, and competitiveness that made him stand out in an NBA that many fans believed had gotten stale. Paul Shirley was a teammate of Nash's on the Suns in the 2004-2005 season and also wrote a book about his own vagabond basketball career called Can I Keep My Jersey? Paul, how much of this was a perfect storm as far as the timing with Nash, the right player at the right time in the right place?
Steve came along at a time when the internet was ready to embrace someone like him. It fits with that kind of hipster vibe that so pervades the internet. And his background as a lover of soccer and also a lover of looking at things a little bit differently seemed to coalesce at the right time.
He really seemed like someone who, when you'd watch him play, it was not about, you know, brute force. I mean, certainly the guy was a great athlete, though not in the traditional sense of what a basketball player is supposed to be. But he really seemed like an artist on the court. Did it seem like that to you as a fellow player?
If people have any familiarity with the way I played basketball, they know that that I was not exactly an NBA regular. And so I was very much on the margins of the NBA. And so from my perspective as of someone who really wanted to get a chance to stick in the NBA, but also kind of knew his own limitations, Steve was one of those guys who was clearly so much better than most of the rest of us because of the ability to do very small things well. I remember being in training camp a couple of times and just being shocked that the ball would show up in your hands at the right time, of course, but also in the right spot to make shooting the basketball easy.
Yeah.
We think about basketball and don't even think about the little nuances of where exactly the pass ends up. We think of like, well, did he pass the ball to the right guy? And so as a player, being pretty well-versed in how the sport works and then still being surprised by just the skill and technical ability of a guy was pretty amazing to me.
I mean, I think back to kind of the joy of watching him play. Did it feel like there was a joy on the court?
I remember playoff game in Dallas where Steve had, I don't remember how many points, 45 or something like that. Just at that point in my career, I was 27 or 28. I'd seen a lot. I was not easily impressed. But just coming out of my chair with each basket where he was going kind of head-to-head with Dirk Nowitzki and being able to lose yourself in that feeling that, you know, this is a guy who really cares. He's getting his teammates to care. He's getting everyone in on this. It's such a magical moment in sports when that works because it quickly turns, right? You know, the next year or the next 2 years, you get guys who think that it should be about them or that it should be that they should be the ones who are featured. And then that magic's gone, and it's really hard to recapture that. If I could tell Suns fans anything, it is that a really good basketball team is a lot like falling in love. Like, you try and try and try to get there, and then when it happens, you realize, like, oh, all of that other stuff was fake. That was not real. And then when it occurs, you just have to enjoy it while it lasts, and then it'll go away again. But it'll come back around at some point.
Former Phoenix Sun Paul Shirley, he's the author of the book, Can I Keep My Jersey? We've been talking about his time with Steve Nash, who will become the 14th member of the Phoenix Suns Ring of Honor tonight.